The Man of the Night by Edgar Wallace. The little instrument on the table by the inspector's desk went tick-tock. Then it stopped, as though considering how it should word the message it had to give. It was very still in the charge room, so still that the big clock above the fireplace was audible. That and the squeaky scratching of the inspector's quill pen as it moved slowly over the yellow paper on the desk before him were the only sounds in the room. Outside it was raining softly. The streets were deserted, and the lines of lamps, stretching east and west, emphasised the loneliness. "Tick-tock," said the instrument on the table excitedly. "Tick-tock, tick-tock." The inspector's high stool creaked as he sat up, listening. There was a constable at the door, and he too heard the frantic call. "What's that, Gill?" demanded the inspector testily. The constable came into the charge room with heavy footsteps. "Tickety-tickety-tick-tock," babbled the instrument, and the constable wrote the message. "All stations arrest and detain George Thomas, on ticket of leave, aged 35. Height 5'8", complexion and hair dark, eyes brown, of gentlemanly appearance.